is Wade Ranthke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The war in Afghanistan has now reached its 17th anniversary. Paris has taxed second homes since 2015, and in 2017 tripled its surtax to 60% of the standard property tax. Vancouver has enacted a tax of 1% of the assessed value on homes unoccupied for 180 days or more, the first in North America. Melbourne, Australia, adopted a tax on properties empty more than 6 months, and Hong Kong has indicated they were now considering a vacancy tax. Google exposed the private data of hundreds of thousands of users of the Google Plus social network, though it didn't find evidence of misuse. The company opted not to disclose the issue this past spring, in part because of fears doing so would draw regulatory scrutiny. German prosecutors have launched an investigation into three employees of Volkswagen's luxury car unit Audi, suspected of falsifying documents to obtain roadworthiness certificates needed for vehicles to be exported to South Korea. An American winner of the Nobel Prize in Economics for 2018, Dr. Paul Romer, had served as chief economist of the World Bank, where he resigned earlier this year after raising a stir about the methodology behind the institution's competitiveness rankings for countries. The methodology, said, had weighed down Chile's ranking during a left-leaning president's administration and boosted it under a conservative regime. Taylor Swift's declaration that she plans to vote for Democrats last month fell like a hammer across the Trump-worshipping sub-forums of the far-right internet, where people had convinced themselves that the world-famous pop star was a secret Trump fan. FEMA is spending billions by ignoring climate science and allowing rebuilding in areas prone to flooding in Louisiana and elsewhere. Cannabis startups have raised $1.1 billion in funding so far in 2018, nearly double last year's totals. Referendum in Romania on whether to define a family as a man and a woman failed spectacularly, with just 20.4% of the population voting, far below the minimum 30% turnout required to even consider the results. According to studies by the British Office for National Statistics, the value of unpaid household work in Britain has increased by 80% since 2005. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Ranthke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.